In local news, just over halfway into Queensland, the Queensland government's four-year funding term for teachers in Queensland, only 600 of the projected 2,530 teacher and teacher aides positions have been employed. Despite this, Education Minister Grace Grace has stated that they are still on track to meet their target by the end of 2024. Meanwhile, the Queensland Teachers Union are adamant that there are still not enough teachers within the public school system and will continue to call on the government to help incentivise and attract and retain teachers and principals.
A Queenslander built in 1884 and which served as a police station in West End until 2021 will be renovated as a part of a $1.9 million project between the Queensland Government and Micro Project. The vacant lot was transferred from the police department to the communities department and will be converted to a community centre which offers health, housing and legal referral services.
In national news, a magnitude 4.6 earthquake struck the state of Victoria at approximately 1:30 a.m. this morning, with thousands of residents in East Victoria reporting having felt the tremor. Senior seismologist at Geoscience Australia, Jonathan Bathgate, said that the earthquake could be part of a sequence of quakes stemming from the 2021 magnitude 5.9 quake. Scientists have stated that the seismic activity is not unusual, and so far, no damage has been reported.
A US multinational construction company, Bechtel, will be required to pay a $13 million tax bill after their appeal to the federal court in Queensland was rejected. Bechtel claimed that their taxable income should be reduced to zero, as their fly-in, fly-out travel expenses for employees met the otherwise deductible test listed under the Fringe Benefits Tax Assessment Act. It was found that the workers were not compensated for their travel time to work, by plane or otherwise, and thus the expenses of the company maintained no deductible status.
In international news, 180 arrests were made by police on the third day of riots after the fatal shooting of Algerian teenager by police. France was set to deploy 40,000 police officers in the wake of the unrest. However, they chose a path of de-escalation to help extinguish the widespread anger. Protests began with 6,200 people along with the mother of the teenager seeking justice for the shooting. As tensions were rising, some of the protesters began throwing projectiles at police, while security forces used tear gas on protesters.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently a crisp 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
Hey listeners, did you know it costs $60 to make just 1 hour